fifth parak of Erev Mishnah Ches. Anshe Yigdoilim Halchem Et Kol Yigtana Vein Anshe Yir Ketanim Halchem Et Kol Yigdoilim. The members of a large city could walk through the entire small city, and the members of a small city could walk through cannot walk through the entire large city, which is a very ambiguous statement. The Mishnah says another statement, Kate, that which seemingly seems to be explaining the first statement of the Mishnah, but the Gemara says it does not explain the first statement of the Mishnah. There's a piece missing. And the way we read the Mishnah is that the first case of the Mishnah is talking about when one is measuring his tchum. If you're measuring a tchum, and within the 2,000 amas is a small city, so we look at the entire small city as 4 amas, and then we count afterwards. So let's say you had 1,000 amas, you went to a small city, which the small city is less than another 1,000 amas. So if you count your tchum straight out, it will end after the end of that city. Since your tchum line would have ended after the city, and the tchum, the city is enveloped within your 2,000 amas, so not only do we envelop into your 2,000 amas, but we count the city as 4 amas, and you'll get another, in the case that we mentioned, 1,000 amas up to the city, 4 amas to the city, another 996 amas afterwards. But if it was the other way around, you had 1,000 amas to a city, and the city said the city that you reached was 1,500 amas. So here, the end of your tchum ends in the middle of the city, then we don't look at the entire city as 4 amas, you only get up to the end of your tchum. So that's enough gemina. If your tchum ended after the city, then the city is treated only as 4 amas. If the tchum ended in the middle of the city, then wherever the tchum ended, it ended, and you can't work further than that. It's important how often it's a tchum, and sometimes, even though your tchum reaches the city, you cannot walk the entire city. The case that is going in another case. We have a certain case where there's no difference whether it's Ir Gdoila or Ir Ktana, and that is Misha Yabi Ir Gdoila, nothing they rule Ir Ktana, Ir Ktana, nothing they rule Ir Gdoila. If he was in a big city and he put it there in a small city, in a small city and he put it there in a big city, and both of these, whether it's a small or big city, it's already outside of the confines of the first city. So that we look at the place where he put his Erev as his dwelling place. The entire city which the Erev is in is considered Dalet Amis. And then we start counting his tchum only outside of the confines of that city. So if it's a large city, he gets the entire city, what's plus 2,000 amas? If a small city, he gets a small city, plus 2,000 amas. Rav Kiva says that since you're not actually dwelling in the city, you just put your Erev over there, we start counting 2,000 amas from your Erev itself, or from the amas of the Erev, and you don't get the city. We do not talk like Rav Kiva in respect to this. Wherever you put your Erev, that's considered your dwelling area, and you get the entire city, plus 2,000 amas outside of the city.